real quick before we start this episode. What's up, everybody? It's Dallas, but from the future. From a different time than when this episode you're about to listen to was recorded. You're probably looking at the time this episode is and like, huh, that's really short. It's only like 35 minutes. Well, what had happened was, we recorded an episode about relationships on Friday, May 19th? No, 17th. Doesn't matter. Anyway, our audio got completely messed up. There's this weird clacking noise throughout it, and I'm not about to put y'all through that for a whole hour and 45 minutes. So, we had an episode of what we called Afterthoughts backlogged from after episode 7 or 8 with my friend Javante and Micah. So, John and Peyton won't be here. So, if you're new to Good People, Bad Thoughts, usually there's four of us, me, Dallas, and my friends Micah, John, and Peyton. Give last week's episode a listen if you want to hear us all. But for this week, we have this episode of Afterthoughts with Javante. So go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe. What we talked about was relationships, so if you want us to run that back, give us a DM on Twitter or Instagram, or our email that's down in the description below. And enjoy the episode. Sorry.
Welcome to Afterthoughts.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
After the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to Afterthoughts.
Yeah.
The show. After the show.
Yeah.
We talk about what we want.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about whatever we want. I'm Dallas. And I'm joined by Micah. I'm Dallas. And I'm joined by Micah. That's no John me. This week. No Peyton either. But we got our special guest, Javante.
Hey.
We recording this right after episode 8. Go ahead and give it a listen and rate. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? I'm Dallas, joined by Micah.
Yeah, what's up?
Joined by Javante.
Javante, what's up?
We're talk about whatever the fluff we want to talk about.
I want Javante to talk about why he stopped being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I stopped being a vegetarian because I'm quite thin. And I'm hungry all the time. And just because I don't cook that much, and I feel like if you're going to be vegetarian, you got to know what you need to get. And I don't know what I need to get. And I didn't know. I wasn't doing it right.
If you're not going to do it right, you might as well not do it at all.
Exactly.
I see that. I see that. I see
that. Yeah, cheese quesadillas.
And also because he had a 4-piece chicken tender from McDonald's, and that's what changed his life.
Yeah.
Nigga, I hate you.
That's all it took. I was weak.
His mind wasn't all the way in it to begin with.
Nah, man, he was doing that shit for like 3-4 years, dude.
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was a long ass time without eating chicken, bro. I don't know how the hell you did it.
Chicken too good. Steaks, bro. I don't know how you live without steak.
Still, to this day.
Like, bro, steak is so good, my nigga.
I guess you really... Have you ever really had steaks that much, though?
Not really. I couldn't even tell you a time I had a steak. I'm sure I have, though.
Right. Real quick, I would like to shout out all our viewers out there. We have viewers in Switzerland. So, Switzerlandians, we love you.
Swiss people.
We have people from the United Kingdom, specific England.
I hate the UK, bruv.
We love you. We love our United States people, too. We got viewers in Missouri.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Shout out to our Tulsa and Broken Arrow peoples.
Yeah, holler at us.
I believe we got viewers in Virginia.
I believe we got some in the Bronx, too, if I'm not mistaken.
We got some viewers in Maryland.
You can see their location?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we got some viewers in Tejas.
Tejas. Do you have a fan base name yet?
Not really. I think we should call them the goodies.
The goodies. I like that.
That way people can try to take our fans and be like, not our goodies.
That's clever.
That's like funny.
It's very clever, Dallas. I like that.
So for now, I'd be like, what's up, goodies? It's your boy, Dallas, and we are back.
We back in this bitch. Back in this bitch. Back in this bitch. Yeah. Also, people, I just want to know some of your favorite music if you ever want to, you know, just drop it in the comments. I'm one of those people who's always looking for new music, new artists, things like that to listen to. So I'd love to see some of your musical taste.
I'll see them, but I'm not going to listen to them because I already got a whole backlog of stuff I need to listen to. And I just don't have the time.
Dallas State's trying to figure out where I'll find all this time at.
I for real, man. I struggle with my time. Like,
same. I never do much.
I do a lot. And I feel like I try to outgrind what my body is able to do because I'd be tired so much. Like, I go to work, I immediately go play basketball, I come here, I start, like, thinking of stuff to do for the podcast and, like other things I want to do, and then, like, time's done and it's time to go back to work.
Work sucks.
Yeah, because Dallas was questioning me the other day because I watch a lot of sports, I watch a lot of anime, I listen to quite a bit of music. And he's just like, where the fuck do you find this time at? Because I watch hockey, baseball, basketball, football.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's never a sport. Like, during every season, I have a sport, regardless. So, I'm not one of those people that can be without sports either. Like, or else it's really boring time for me.
Is bowling a sport?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. It's really hard to be good at bowling like that, too. Like,
I can't bowl.
Like the PBA, the Professional Bowling Association, them niggas is good as shit. Mm. And I was like, oh, boy.
Right.
Like, it's like a strike every time. If it's not a strike, it's a spare.
Like, yeah.
They be doing that shit.
I just don't understand the time. Like, I want to start shooting more videos for our YouTube channel, but, like, I don't know, like, where to get that time to edit that stuff. Like,
It's got to be a sacrifice somewhere in there.
I really like hooping, but I feel like that's what it's going to have to.
It's either hooping or sleep.
And that's where it's gonna have to come from. But I already only sleep 4 or 5 hours a night.
What?
Yeah.
Boy, I'd be dead.
Yesterday, Micah didn't leave my house till almost 2, and I stayed up and watched a TV show for an hour and went to bed at 3. I guess there's an hour of my day right there I could have spent doing something else, but
there's no way. I gotta sleep.
I have a reality TV show affliction right now. I don't understand.
X on the Beach.
MTV got me.
MTV really has a stranglehold on this nigga. It's crazy.
Like,
MTV is good.
I think it's because I don't have enough ratchetness in my day-to-day regular life.
Yeah, you need that drama.
And like, I just need it from somewhere.
Drama is for you.
And I feel like part of it's probably not, it's probably not even real, but like, I just need it. Like, I hate drama, but you kind of need it.
Yeah, I don't want drama in my life, but, like, I don't know, watching it is cool.
Like, I want other people's drama. I just want other people's drama, but I don't want to be involved.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Micah knows exactly what I'm thinking about.
I know. I'm right here, boy.
I'll tell you later.
It's right in my mind. And I'm hoping I get to hear about some more of that soon.
For real. For real.
Man.
We gotta spill it, sister.
Fresh batch, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You hear that? You know what that is?
That's
teapot, baby.
That's the teapot.
Oh, snap. You gotta take that bitch off the burner.
We gotta spill it.
Shit. Too hot for you to handle. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying, bro. I'm just trying to move.
It's so weird how encased in drama you can become. And it's not even your drama.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like, my mom loves those, you know what I'm saying, reality TV shows like The Housewives of Atlanta and shit like that. It's funny how into it she is without being in it.
Right.
Right.
Like, those her friends.
Man, everybody who always watches reality TV like, man, this stuff is stupid. I don't know why I watch it. Everybody who watches it says the same thing. And they stay watching it. Because I say the same stuff and I stay watching it.
I don't know. I don't know how it keeps, like, the peak interest that it keeps. Yeah, but it always has it.
I guess because it's kind of real, you know?
Like, you know, my ass, like, I like to instigate stuff low-key. So, like, I'd be like, if I'm on a dating show.
Trinity.
I'd be on a dating show. I'd be like eating popcorn in the back. I'd be like, girl. Michael was just downstairs talking about your stank ass bread. Better go get his ass.
You didn't hear it from me.
Then Michael go downstairs. Bro, why you out here snitching? I'm like, man, I told her she didn't hear it from me. So she didn't hear it from me. That's all I said.
I don't know what she told you.
I don't know what she told you, but you want to know what she told me.
Oh, word?
Oh, word. She said.
Man.
So, Javonte, last week we talked real quick about aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah, do you believe in aliens?
I have no reason to believe in aliens, but I do. I've never seen anything, but I mean, like, how not? Why are aliens so crazy?
I mean, it's not that crazy of a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, yeah.
If you're really like a science believer, you know what I'm saying? And the Big Bang created the Earth.
Yeah.
Why didn't this happen in any other universe? Right. Any other part of space?
Exactly.
I mean, even if
logically.
Even if you have like God, right, you would think like he probably bored of us by now.
Right. Why would he?
But then again, thinking about it, it's billions of us, my nigga. How can you get bored with billions?
Yeah.
He probably like, man. Or like maybe we're like the most advanced experiment. Dang.
But what's the point of other planets? Yeah,
what if they're like aliens reality TV shows?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's such a weird concept.
What if we're an alien VR game and we're all like mid-tier characters?
Sims?
Yeah, like we're the Sims.
That would be so weird.
That would be crazy. But we don't know, so.
Break the fourth wall.
We're in the fourth dimension.
Right. That'd be crazy. Stuff like that makes my head hurt when I think about it. I'm like, dang, right. What, that was real. Like some person, other person is controlling my life.
In the background.
I'm like, dang, why you make me suck?
Dang, bro, you couldn't play better. Codes,
take right? Some points out of laziness, damn it.
Sheesh.
What about, I know you used to not believe that in dinosaurs when you were a kid.
I mean, so were there people while dinosaurs were on Earth?
No.
Apparently not. We wouldn't have survived.
That don't make sense. If Adam and Eve is a thing, they were the first things, right?
No.
No?
The first people. Not the first
people, not the first
things. Oh, so there was shit before Adam and Eve?
Yeah, because the same legs.
Like, one of the things that I saw interesting theory is, like, say, you know how God created the earth in 7 days?
Mm-hmm.
What if in God's mind it was 7 days, but really in our time it was...
Oh, like a long-ass like time, billions yeah.
of years, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he just shaped the world in that time period.
What if we're still not through those 7 days?
That would be fucking wicked.
All right. What does that mean? What's to come?
Peace. Hopefully. Humans getting along.
But yeah, so I thought that was an interesting theory of how people like put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, evolution, you know what I'm saying? He made Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve were fucking like cavemen or some shit like yeah. that. And then, you know what I'm saying, we evolve. He kept like tuning and tuning us, and the animals and shit came before like the dinosaurs. Shit like that.
So, do you believe in dinosaurs now?
I mean, I guess, but what can you really believe in? I wasn't there.
Government shutdown.
Exactly.
Are there any conspiracy theories like you really hardcore believe?
Not really. Mandela effect. Some of those be good. Bernstein Bears.
Mandela effect. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, when people remember things like a certain way.
It's like when a lot of people remember stuff a certain way, but it's not really how. Like in Star Wars, he doesn't say, Luke, I'm your father.
But everybody remembers it that way.
He just says, I'm your father.
Ah. That's interesting.
Here, I'll look up some common Mandela effects.
I am your father.
It's like people believing in parallel universes, basically.
Have y'all ever heard the theory that deja vu is really your life in a parallel universe?
Okay. Mm. Micah, spell Oscar Mayer.
Like the wiener?
Yeah.
OSCARMIER?
It's OSCARMAYER.
Wow.
I could have swore it was MEYER.
Yeah, that looks like mayor.
That's how it's actually spelled.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Weird.
The show Sex in the City?
Mm-hmm.
Sex and the City.
Really?
Really? What?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
You the song We Are the Champions by Queen. How does that song end?
I don't know.
We are the champions of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What There's no of the world.
There is, though.
What?
No, he says that. No way.
Whoa.
Do y'all remember the Monopoly man having a monocle?
He has a monocle, right?
No, the fuck he doesn't.
He doesn't?
He doesn't?
Oh my god. I'm hurt.
Oh, what? He's supposed to be a snooty businessman.
Do you remember the tip of Pikachu's tail being black?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember that, but I guess a lot of people do.
You don't?
No, what? I swear it was.
No.
No, it's
bro, just... I swear to God it was black, dog. I swear to God.
No, I promise you. Not even like...
I swear to God, legit.
The Berenstain Bears is the one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears?
Right.
Wow.
I could have... No, it's been the Berenstain Bears.
On me.
Curious George never had a tail.
He don't have a tail? He's a monkey. I guess I've never really noticed, but that's weird.
Micah, how is Chick-fil-A spelled?
Just C-I-C-K-F-L-I apostrophe A.
Well, you said C-I-C-K.
Yeah.
It's C-H-I-C.
Oh, my bad.
C-H, like chic?
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, what?
Is that how you remember it?
What? Wait, let me see it.
Most people think it's chick like C-H-I-C-K.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Oh.
There's no K at the end.
This is just chick.
You're right.
Chick. Okay, so Luke, he doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father.
See, like, why, how did Luke, I am your father start? If he never said that.
I have no idea. So, Forrest Gump doesn't say life is like a box of chocolates. He says life was like a box of chocolates.
Was? When is he talking about?
Whoa.
Damn, that's crazy. Everything is a lie.
Whoa.
The queen in Snow White never says mirror, mirror on the wall.
What the fuck? What?
Magic mirror on the wall.
What the hell?
My whole childhood is a lie.
Jiffy peanut butter doesn't exist. It's Jif.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that, but...
That's correct, yeah. But it's Jiffy in my mind.
Fruit Loops, y'all. How do y'all remember
Fruit
Loops?
Hey, cuz, I'm about to leave.
How do I remember Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
No, but like, how would you spell it?
Oh. Is it fruit with two O's?
It is.
Blood. But
it's fruit with two O's. It's
yeah, because they got fruit. Two Fruit Loops as the O's.
Which one of those is the most trippy to y'all?
Damn, it was one I reacted to. But Pikachu was crazy.
Yeah, Pikachu shit got me blown, bro. What the fuck?
And that queen one.
The queen one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause you are the losers, and we are the champions
of the world.
Right?
Yeah, bro. What the?
Like, we all remember that. Like, that.
I'm so lost. I'm hurt.
That's crazy. I swear that's how it goes.
Big ass Jumbo.
Oh, that's what it is.
That motherfucker's big. I'm about to leave.
Because of a June bug?
Them shits is aggressive.
He gonna get through the window?
I hate bugs.
No, that was wrong.
Oh, they do say other words?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Maybe they just don't say it at the very end, but that article was wrong. So do y'all believe in like parallel universes and stuff?
I'm not so sure about that.
I don't know. Did y'all see the Spider-Man movie?
I didn't. Did you?
Okay, yeah,
was it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Would you recommend it?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of long as hell, though. But is other it? Than that, it's good. It's a cartoon the whole time. I didn't know it was going to be. I thought it was
going to be. Are you going to go watch Avengers Endgame when it comes out, Javante?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Peter Porker.
No. I don't know. I say Batman, but I don't really know much about superheroes. So.
Do you think Batman won in a fight against Iron Man?
It was two high tech niggas.
Yeah.
You think so?
I'll probably give it to Batman too.
I don't know, man.
As smart as Tony Stark is, Batman's just a supreme strategist.
Yeah. What about Batman versus T'Challa?
Batman.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, wait. They futuristic, huh? Mm-hmm. Vibranium.
He ain't never dealt with no vibranium, though. That's
how can you even hit the Black Panther? Like, with the suit he has in the movie, he could just keep getting punched and then release the energy.
Exactly.
Like, it would take a Thanos to kill him.
Yeah, it'd take a real thump.
I guess if he got stabbed.
True.
Yeah, that's how he killed what's-his-face.
Killmonger. But no, he killed him like that because the thing turned off. The train turned off the...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The power in their suits. So that's how he killed him.
Is Superman the only one with, like, a kryptonite? Spider-Man doesn't have, like, a weakness, does he?
Not to my recollection.
Does anybody have a weakness other than Superman?
Like, a lot of them have mental weaknesses.
Like, it's like a, like, Mary Jane is the weakness, basically.
Oh, got you.
Like, I remember, because in the comics, Batman, this is why I say Batman is a cold nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Batman has a plan for every last one of the members of the Justice League. If any of them were to go to the dark side, he studied them to where he knows the mental weaknesses.
Oh, this man crazy.
And how to deal with them. So, yeah. Batman is a cold man.
Yeah.
That's why I say he probably beat Iron Man. Because he's that kind of strategist.
There are superheroes with weaknesses. The Green Lantern has a weakness to the color yellow.
The color yellow.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Sinestro.
Batman's weakness is he's easy to manipulate emotionally.
Okay. Is he?
Martian Manhunters is fire.
Fire, yeah. I remember that.
It's everybody's weakness.
Aquaman's is he gets weaker after an hour away from salt water.
Oh, damn. Fish out of water.
That's funny. That nigga's useless, dog.
I need to go back to the ocean.
I need some salt water ASAP.
Daredevil's weakness is noise pollution.
Noise pollution? What does that mean?
Well, he's blind and he sees through his ears, basically.
Oh, so it's like somebody playing loud music. Yeah. Gotcha.
Fuck, that would fuck his shit all the way up.
So, Javante, some of the things we talked about in our past episodes, cultural appropriation, we talked about Dragon Ball Z some, talked about our favorite hip-hop and R&B artists from the 90s.
Oh, the 90s.
Any of these things you want to give your quick thoughts on?
Cultural appropriation, I don't know. It's weird, because, I mean, black girls wear their hair like white girls and nobody cares. The second a white girl throws some braids in her head, But I know, I guess I get it, because they're the majority, so it's like they taking shit from us. But I don't know. It's a thin line.
Does it bother you at all, really?
I mean, as a guy, no, I don't care, because I feel like, I mean, what?
They just take our swag. That's
true. That yeah,
they try to take our swag. That's all. That's all they can take.
Next thing we talked about: best childhood shows.
SpongeBob, hands down. This is my favorite.
Best childhood network.
Cartoon Network. Ed, Edd n Eddy was my favorite.
Favorite memory of growing up in the 2000s.
Game Boy.
It was lit. Ooh. Okay.
I respect Pokemon that. Was my stuff.
I respect that.
What are your quick thoughts on government assistance?
If you can get it, get it. It's free money. I mean,
that was the Negro spiritual answer.
Any poor people food creations?
I don't know if it's poor people food creations. It's just like poor people food, I guess. Like peanut butter jelly. Bread and syrup. That's good. I don't know if y'all ever did that. It's good. Just pour some syrup in a slice of bread and ball it up.
I've definitely never done it like that.
How do you feel about the mass shootings that have been happening?
If
there's anything you don't want to talk about, you just say no comment and we just move on.
Okay. Mass shootings. I don't really, like, what does it take for you to get to that point to be like, fuck everybody, I'm going to kill them all. Like, what happened to you? I don't get it.
Got any cool dad jokes?
No.
Dad jokes.
Favorite current R&B artist?
Oh, I'm Weeknd all day.
Okay, our consensus was Chris Brown 1A, Weeknd 1B.
Respected.
Any favorite 90s hip hop and R&B artist?
See, I feel like I don't know much about the 90s.
I studied the Shaolin Styles of Biggie Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Classic. It'd probably be R&B, though.
Also, since I have on the shirt today, I don't know if we said anything about them during the 90s episode, but shout out to Wu-Tang. Important movement in hip-hop, just saying. Because Wu-Tang for the kids.
The Wu-Tang
Clan. Straight out of Compton?
Yeah, I did see Straight Outta Compton. I love that movie.
Ice Cube's son looked just like him.
That's just scary, like bro. That, man. That's him. Yeah,
that's fucking scary.
Favorite character from Dragon Ball Z?
See, I don't really know their names like that. But Krillin.
Ooh.
Interesting picks. I like this.
How do you feel about Micah's obsession with Instagram ass?
Instagram ass? You have an obsession?
I have a problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's available, you know?
I mean,
it's a victimless crime. Nobody getting in trouble.
last thing I have to ask you about our episodes. Do you think Peyton should have any pets before he has his own place?
Oh, no. I mean, nah.
Oh, I do have one more thing to ask you. Is having a monkey that is dressed up as a butler racist?
What kind of monkey?
Like a chimp, pansy.
No?
Thank you.
Is monkey a race?
They made it about a race.
It's racist.
They made it about a race. They were like, oh, you're just going to have a monkey dressed up as your butler. And you're going to feed him banana chips. He your slave.
I mean, but a slave don't have to be a black person, so, you know, I could have a Mexican slave or something.
Maybe. Monkeys. What do you refer that to?
I just want y'all to know that's Micah talking. I want that to be 100% clear that Micah's the one comparing black people to monkeys right now.
This is Dallas.
It's not Dallas. This is Dallas.
You notice how I start talking after you stop talking?
No, fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck you. The difference is I have my pop filter in front of me. Fuck you.
They can't see that.
They will eventually when we get video. There will be no more hiding. So, anything you want to talk about before we close this out, Javonte? Anything you want to ask us? I've been asking you questions for like 2 hours.
Yeah, you got all the questions. I'm not good at asking. You got a list or something? Or you just thinking?
I just think
that was straight freestyle.
Damn. See, I don't. room. Damn. I don't got nothing. I'm wasting too much time.
Okay. That ain't a thing to waste time, brother. So, how'd you like Afterthoughts?
It was cool. It's just like the before thoughts. Just talking.
Any shower thoughts, Micah? Anything crazy you want to leave him?
I was just thinking about, you know what I'm saying? How I feel like every time I'm in the shower, I'm looking at myself like I'm outside of my body. It's weird to me.
How? What you mean?
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience every time I'm in the shower.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Javante, real quick. This is the last thing I'm going to ask you. Yeah. You already know what I'm about to ask, because I'm like, so I ask everybody who comes on, who wasn't here when I first asked this. How would you describe the word the to somebody without using the word the? Like, how would you describe how you would use that word to them?
But you can't use the.
Can you do that? It's kind of just, I don't know. It's for,
yeah.
This is pretty much everybody so far, including myself.
When a movie ends, you know, damn. You I want to say the.
Yeah. We had like a whole drive. The back word from OKC.
Before end.
This nigga hurt. Like when we was on our way back from OKC the other week, nigga, he hurt my head. I was.
How can I explain this? Like
literally, it's impossible.
Like, nigga, I was sitting in the car like this for 45 minutes.
Trying to figure something out.
That's literally.
It's literally how it went. Also, that drive back felt so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
The drive back always faster.
Man.
How do you feel about people wearing sports clothes that don't play sports?
Like jerseys or like?
Like, you know how girls wear like athletic gear? Mm-hmm. Trent do this. She'll wear like.
Out.
But she said people ask her, does she just come from the gym? And she'd be like, no, I'm just wearing this.
It's the most comfortable clothes to wear. So, I mean, if you want to, I don't really care what you wear.
Gotcha.
But I hate those people who wear them Nike shirts and be like, all day sweat, just do
it. Right?
I'm like, bro, you about tree fitty.
You about tree fitty.
You know you ain't sweating.
No, he is sweating, walking. What you mean?
My knees hurt. And my ankles hurt.
Yeah.
Said my knees hurt.
Yeah.
And my ankles hurt.
Yeah.
My knees wobbling.
Yeah.
My ankle jittery.
Yeah.
Jittery. I feel like my blood sugar dropping, B.
Yeah.
I need help. I got them diabetes. Need some insulin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blood sugar dropping real low.
Low.
Yeah. And I'm walking real, real slow.
Real slow.
Park in the handicap spot because I'm fat.
Fat.
When I get out the car, it hit lean back.
Hey.
Oh. Lean back. Lean back.
Yeah.
Lean back. Yeah. And that was Afterthoughts, y'all. Thanks for watching. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. Apple Podcasts, 5-star review. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere else you're watching. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you. Javante. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Micah.
I'm out this bitch.
And we out of here. Bye.
Nutsack.